All right, Cole. What are we doing this time?
Well, Gary, all these games that people traded in had to go somewhere. GameStops are closed. Yeah. We're currently still in quarantine times for anybody who is listening to this in the future. GameStops are closed except for curbside service or what have you. But yeah, there's all kinds of games that smell like Chinese food and bong water that need to go somewhere. And I've got a big old box of them right here.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking a good way to distribute these would be to wrap each one of them around a bar of chocolate and then send them out to local kids.
Did you just look up a way to make chocolate inedible? Was to make it touch a GameStop traded in game?
Yep.
Okay.
I was Googling how to make chocolate inedible.
Okay. Cool. All right.
No, I just have a bunch of excess chocolate. I've been making chocolate.
Yeah. You know,
some people are making bread. Me, I decided to get into chocolate making. I have a lot of Gary brand chocolate here.
All right. Okay.
Let's send them out.
Yeah, let's do that. We can have the sentient small people that we enslaved put a golden ticket inside one of these, and then whichever one gets the golden ticket, the kid finds
Ocarina of Time.
Yeah,
special edition N64 cart.
Yeah, so whatever, well, whoever finds it, whatever game they found it in, that'll be the game we cover. How about that?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Okay.
Do you have the addresses of 300 or 400 local children?
I mean,
yes,
I'm technically breaking HIPAA, but yes.
Okay.
All right.
Cool. Well, let's mail merge.
Okay. Mail merge.
Let's do an Excel mail merge in Microsoft Word.
Hello, recipient.
Yeah. On this day of open bracket date, close bracket, close bracket. This is the kind of Microsoft Office humor you get on this show.
This is the humor that is designed for anybody who has ever had to fulfill an order.
Yeah.
If you've ever worked in fulfillment.
You guys like pivot tables?
Ooh. Beat
yeah,
still my heart. Avery Label Composer?
Yeah, oh, man. Mm. Composer.
Composer. Okay, while we have been goofing about Microsoft Office and Avery Label Makers, let's check the news here see who found what.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, it looks like there are 5 children, each with a horrible personality flaw.
And one of them who's just boring?
Oh, well, he's poor.
That's that's the thing.
That's the flaw.
Yeah.
But that one seems to have found the game,
mm-hmm.
And it's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Okay. I mean, given all that work, it seemed like we were in the mood to play Charlie and the Chocolate Factory anyway, so we could have just selected it.
Yeah, it was pretty spot on.
Yeah, it's really on the
Isn't
nose.
Isn't Chocolate Factory grosses me the fuck out since R. Kelly got a hold of it?
Yeah.
Like, it's just butt-fucking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's just, you know, the Chocolate Factory. Give me a fucking break. That is such a disgusting phrase now.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot handle it.
Can't.
This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Abject Suffering. Blink twice if you need help.
We can't see you. So blink loudly if you can.
Blink loud.
In unison.
I love that sound.
Yeah.
It's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes, we are playing and talking about Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, specifically the PS2, GameCube, and Xbox game, based on the, I think, 2005, Tim Burton movie.
Mm-hmm. We're also going to do R. Kelly's Lemonade Quencher after this as a
I don't care for that one bit. As a follow-up.
I had a better thing than Quencher there, mm-hmm. but I lost my train of thought.
Yeah, no, that's happening to me a lot too. I've got
I love to drink pee.
is the thing that you need to know about him. And also, he kind of ran a cult. It seems.
Yeah, he ran a sex cult for drinking teen pee. He's not good.
No. It's hard to wrap your mind around that. I need to pull up who actually suggested this, because this is a demanded episode, and I remember there was a very funny message that they put with it that made me feel older than the hills. Let me see here. Did you have Hills department stores when you were young?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Backwoods Ohio shit.
Okay, cool. Backwoods Ohio. Cool. let me see. Okay, so this was demanded by our patron Cameron, who says, "This was my first video game that I ever owned. I have since beaten it 100%, which requires two full playthroughs. The Jelly Beanstalk ability, much later in the game than you will likely get to, is a nightmare of bad physics. TLDR, this game is very janky, which is entertainment in its own right."
Yeah. This is some rough shit.
It's pretty bad. And it's, I don't know. I'll let you go, because on the one hand, I kind of want to leaven this a little bit by saying, I don't think this is a hideous game. Actually, I think that it looks okay. However, it does take production cues from that very bad Tim Burton movie. So you do have the Michael Jackson Willy Wonka.
Yeah. Well, and that's honestly like the part that I can't handle.
You can't. No.
Like it's I don't think I would say this looks good. I think that like once you get into the factory, it's a little too monochromatic.
Yeah.
Like I just played the first part. It's weirdly, it's like a Pikmin game. Almost like it's like a shitty Pikmin with Oompa Loompas eventually, kind of, sorta.
Mm-hmm.
Where they're not doing strategy, but they are doing little tasks like squad based Oompa Loompas.
Yeah, like you have to go around and like recruit them, and then just press a button that says work, and they activate things in the environment for you.
But they have different; they're different types. They're like lemmings or something. Like some of them do certain things, some of them do other things. But I can't get over, and I've seen this movie.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot get over Tim or Johnny Depp's performance in it,
mm-hmm.
which like, you know, I want to say like, oh, this was the final straw of me being like, Johnny Depp is actually horrible. But that straw had come way before this.
Yeah.
I just want to say like, Johnny Depp is horrible.
He is
horrible.
He is the pits. The best.
Like, and this is
the best thing
that shit aside.
Right.
Like he's horrible. This is horrible.
The best thing. Okay, so Johnny Depp is actually the star of one of my favorite movies ever, Ed Wood. Okay, I just have to own that. You know, I have to live in that space and be okay.
Clear trajectory. Like I love Ed Wood as well, but there's no one is saying Johnny Depp has never been good.
Right.
I'm saying that there's a certain point in which he just turned into trash. Like people can lose it.
Yeah.
You know, he lost it.
The best non Ed Wood thing that Johnny Depp has ever inspired. It's a two part.
Chocolat part one. Chocolat part two. Nougat. Nougat Wars.
No. Bonjour Diamond Jim is what I want to say. And then I think they got that same impersonator to play Johnny Depp to basically stand in for Johnny Depp in a scam on Nathan For You.
Oh, that's great. Depp is the guy's name, like the guy who Depp. Impersonates him. John Depp is great.
Yeah, Bonjour Diamond Jim is very good.
We need
right now Diamond Jim. But Johnny Depp, it's a, you know, it's kind of like, hey, do you want to see a magic trick? Instead of seeing a pencil disappear, you see a man disappear up his own ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even in this movie, not even that.
Yeah.
Like there are so many words, you know, written about his inspirations and his direction for the character as if this is fucking Daniel Day-Lewis,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he's just like soft boy voice.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's just saying, like there's a back in the Dead Idea of the Holidays.
Mm-hmm.
I had a running series of jokes that I maybe wouldn't make now because I don't talk about hobos as a thing. That was like a joke thing for me in the mid-2000s because I was less sensitive about homeless people. But I had Hobo Town the Musical, and there was a little sidekick character who was the sidekick of Councilman Snivish, who wanted to shut down Hobo Town. And this voice is exactly that sidekick
yeah.
character. Like it's literally just like, oh, like what if like a really ineffectual, like whimpering Smithers,
mm-hmm.
and there are no jokes in it. Like every time you pick up a fucking energy pellet in this game, you get this little like missive from him, but there's no humor. There's no spark. There's no points of interest in this performance mm-hmm. or the content of the performance.
Yes.
It's fucking infuriating. It's mm-hmm. bullshit.
Well, so they didn't even get Johnny Depp, who saw himself as above this. They got a Johnny Depp impersonator. They got to somebody else to play, you know, basically to do an impression of him in the movie, which the movie doesn't have any jokes either.
No. It adds, if you thought like the Chocolate Factory needed a lengthy
mm-hmm.
Flashback sequence about the origins of why Willy Wonka likes candy,
mm-hmm.
that it takes place over multiple times during the movie.
Yep.
That's the movie for you, and you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Like don't want that. Yeah. Like this movie is horseshit.
Yeah. And I'm not normally the person who says a bad remake like tarnishes the original, or like, oh, why did you do that? Like just whatever, just live and let live. I love the original Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. It's one of my, it was one of my favorite movies as a kid. Like, and Gene Wilder, just if you know, depending on the day, like he probably might be my favorite actor, actually.
He's very charming.
Just in terms of like very good performances in movies that I fucking adore, you know, and this movie, you know, this remake can hide behind, oh, this is a more faithful adaptation of the original book than the 70s movie. Like it can try to hide behind that, but it is not. It is not hiding.
And it's just like, who cares if it's more faithful?
Yes.
It's worse.
It's worse. Yeah.
Like, you know, the adaptation that was done was better.
Mm-hmm.
And the people in his estate and, you know, Roald Dahl mm-hmm. Did not like the 70s version of this, and mm-hmm. they were wrong.
Yep.
You know, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Like it doesn't, just because something is more faithful to the creator's vision does not necessarily make it better.
Yeah. See The Shining. I like The Shining, the book. And I liked Shining, the movie. Stephen King is wrong for not liking The Shining, the movie.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You know, the fact that the estate holders had that attitude meant that we never got like a 70s sequel to this.
Yeah.
Where he takes the glass elevator to space and shit.
Yeah.
Which I would have liked to have seen.
Very much so.
You know, because that 70s movie is real fun. Like, I mm-hmm. like that movie a lot. I always think about that room where all his grandparents are just slowly dying.
Mm-hmm.
As, like, one of the, like, that scared me a lot as a kid.
Yeah.
And it's scarier to me more as an adult.
Yeah.
Like, what that room smells like. Like, where they're boiling their laundry and their cabbage in, like, equal pots. And everyone is just, like, one big bed sore.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, this room smells like a weeping wound.
I mean, ever since I've read, you know, read Junji Ito, I've started thinking, oh, yeah, if you pulled the covers away, they have all
grown. Connected.
Yeah, they've all grown into each other. Yeah.
It's horrible. And he's got so many grandparents.
Oh.
Like, way more than most people have.
Well, I mean, no. So it only looks like a lot of grandparents when you put them all in one place. But, like, I would say that all of us have four grandparents somewhere back along the way.
But he has more than four.
What?
Like, there are more than four beds in that thing.
No.
Like, at least in my memory, it's like glory. Like, there's just, like, this endless field of mere corpses. Yeah. It's basically just, like, fucking... you know, there's a scene in The Ritual. It's like the scene in The Ritual where they find the cabin at the end, and it's like they find the elders. It's basically like that.
No, it's just it's four people sleeping in the same bed.
I think it's
the mom's parents, like, and the dad's parents.
There's Lord of the Rings tricks to make it look like there are more beds, I think.
It would be such a big house if they just
it is it's well, they live in like what's like the first floor of a factory or something,
yeah,
and it's dark as hell, mm-hmm. and there's room for lots of beds. I think that he's collected grandparents from other kids that didn't want them.
He's got so many grandparents he could share if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Stop.
Well, he
hoarding.
Doesn't want to. That's his one fatal flaw.
Yeah.
One kid likes television. He has lots of grandparents. You know,
more grandparents than one might otherwise
he also leaves them all to die. Like, at no point do you get the impression that they're self-sufficient, And he's just like, I'm going to go on this multi-day adventure with my, the one walking grandfather.
Yeah. The one ambulatory,
like, you know, relative. The rest of you guys can all rot in your fucking plague stink.
But they've got the parents, like he's got his mom and dad there too. They can take care of the others.
They're just going to get sick and die.
Well, yes.
I forgot about the parents, if I'm being honest. I totally forgot about the parents.
The parents,
I was thinking they had their own, like they were in the bed because they all sleep in one like bunk.
Yeah.
It's real fucking weird. You know, one big room with lots of bunks. Mm-hmm. So maybe I was thinking the parents as extra grandparents.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, also Charlie has a bunch of illegitimate children. So they're grandparents as well. So the juice from his balls made many, many.
Gary, he's 10. He's 10.
We all had to be 10 at one point.
Okay. That's flawless. A flawless response to my objection to the thing you just said. So I don't know.
They use chocolate science to make babies.
Yeah. But I would have very much liked, because you know, in the sequels, you know, they like the family moves into the chocolate factory and they get into their own adventures. Like they
a room full of rotting beds in another place.
Yeah.
Like they get to all lay down in a factory instead of in a warehouse.
They all have manufacturing incidents as well, because here's a thing, running a business and making sure a factory doesn't fall over is very difficult.
Sure. So, I've seen that Simpsons.
Yep.
Yeah.
First to start falling over.
How does chocolate give them the power to walk again and cure their various diseases?
It kind of doesn't, from what I recall.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, they're still very.
I never read that book.
Yeah,
I just would have liked a sequel to the original movie.
Yeah, they're still invalid. But they, like, I think some of them like
just push like, them around while they make decisions.
I think so. It's kind of like. Yeah. the Oompa Loompas pilot the bodies around like that one alien in Men in Black. Just the face opens up and they're
yeah. Or like when what Batman do jumps you do on one of the
when you hijack a corpse.
It's like when Batman jumps on the big boys in Arkham Asylum and drives them around, but it's like that but for grandma. Grandma Bucket.
Yeah.
That seems like a terrifying amount of power to give the Oompa Loompas.
I mean, they do all the work anyway. They should have all the power.
Unionize.
Yeah. Unionize. if we just distributed agitprop to the Oompa Loompas.
I would love to, man. Like, I'm not down with sentient slave races that are happy to be slaves
things. Right.
I don't like in this, and I don't understand why it wasn't a bigger sticking point for people at Dragon's Dogma. Right. You can't just have the narrative say, oh, they're really happy to be slaves.
Right.
And then
right.
just be like, well, that they're problem solved. You know, it's so fucking weird.
Yeah. Well, they're not just sentient. They can write songs. They have a very definitive sense of morality.
Yeah.
It's a full on culture.
Yep. And the idea they actually have a lot in common with the Crunchlings, because Willy Wonka talks about rescuing them from like the Grumpuses or something like that in the movie.
Yeah.
Like, oh, they come from an island.
They're Vermicious Canid.
There it is. Yeah, yeah. They're terrorized by a creature, but I rescued them and put them to work. Mm-hmm. And that's basically what Captain Crunch did as well.
But I mean, Captain Crunch is also turning the Crunchlings into the food.
Well, what do you, like, now he's being naive. What do you think happens to the Oompa Loompas, man? He turns kids into food all the time. Like, he juices one of them, dude. Yeah. Like, he's not above taking the sentient slave race and turning them into food.
Okay.
Like, a person gets juiced.
Yeah. That's
in that
thing.
Fucking movie. It's dark.
Yep. They stretch a boy like taffy, which implies that they have a machine that can stretch a human.
A boy stretching machine.
Yep.
You know? And, like, it's the whole, when Johnny Depp interviews about this, he talks about how he wanted his version of Willy Wonka to also be kind of sinister
stuff.
And he doesn't come off as sinister. Like the thing about the Gene Wilder version that's so good is that he's such a shit.
Yeah.
Like he's like, I don't care if these kids live or die.
Oh,
and it comes
no,
through at every
stop.
Moment of the performance.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it so much. And where he's just like, I knew you were going to take the fizzy lifting drinks. Mm-hmm. I set him there as a trap. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like that's a fucked up thing, Mr. Wonka.
Yeah.
You know, I thought you'd shred yourself on my ceiling fan. You know, like, I was planning on it. In fact,
I was counting on it.
Like,
we were going to harvest your blood.
Yeah, like, we were going to make blood pops. You know, I just the darkness is really necessary, and they replace mm-hmm. all of it in the movie with horseshit.
Yeah, I mean, they replace it with, like, basically they Johnny Depp plays the character as somebody who went through a tremendous amount of abuse and never tried to get over it. Like, yeah. it is a very, but just bad. It's a bad thing that he did.
Yeah. he's a monster, and the kids are not equally monstrous.
No,
I am very, I've always been frustrated by, the vilification of Mike TV.
Yes.
Mike TV is relatively innocent.
He is obsessed, but mm-hmm. like, I don't know. He's, you know, but just like, man, I'd like to watch TV.
On the same scale as like, and also Violet, who was like kind of annoying and liked bubblegum.
Yes.
Like there's a weird moralistic, you know, bent to that entire movie.
Yeah.
And the morals are real fucking The Music Man.
Yes.
Like, it's real, like, oh no, not billiards here in River City. Like, it's that kind of, like, gum, oh no. It's that kind of shit.
Yeah, the only one who I think deserved it was Veruca, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, she was a spoiled rich kid who just expected everything to be handed to her, you know? Yeah. And so, like, that would have been, like, what, Avarice something or other? And Augustus is obviously... Is
gluttony.
Yeah, obviously gluttony.
It's the four deadly sins: gluttony, avarice, television, bubblegum.
The five, poor. The fifth one, poor.
Oh, yeah, poor. Yeah, the five horsemen of the apocalypse: poverty, bubblegum.
But yeah, I do not know what, like, you know, what Violet Beauregard, you know, really did. Again, it was just a monomania. I don't know. Like maybe I. Maybe I liked the original one because it was like, it's just Saw, but for kids.
It's very Saw for kids.
Yeah.
Like, I Saw babies. I've read about this a billion times. I've said it a bunch of times, but children's media used to be dark in a way that it's not anymore. And I think that we lost a lot.
I mean, a lot of that was Roald Dahl.
I mean, a lot of it was, but a lot mm-hmm. also, you know, we talked about like
Ed Gorey, you know, obviously.
Like Ed yeah. Gorey, Labyrinth, mm-hmm. like Rats of Nim. That movie's yeah. fucking terrifying. I mean, there are a lot of...
Have you read about what Rats of Nim was based on?
I've read the book Rats of Nim is based on.
Okay.
And read about... Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I have. Yeah. Yeah, it's fucked up.
Yep. it keeps me up at night sometimes, actually. I only recently learned about that. So the Rat Utopia experiments or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really fucked up. But it's great. Like, it made for a more interesting movie than Over the Hedge.
Yes.
You know? Or Kung Fu Panda. Like, this movie supposes the existence of some kind of Kung Fu Panda. Discuss.
Yes. They have created a world where a panda does Kung Fu.
Yeah. and comedy followed.
Did
you know?
It?
And, well, no, it didn't, you know? Yeah. I mean, you certainly have created a world in which there is a Kung Fu Panda.
Yeah. You know, I don't know what to yourself. Do with this information.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, keep it to yourself.
Yeah, and like, people who are more plugged into kids media, like, is there stuff that is dark? Because, like, I don't know, the last time I paid attention to it, you know, to a kid's cartoon was like Adventure Time, and that got like complicated, and like there was lore around it, and there was a certain amount of just like I don't know, darkness kind of bubbling up under the surface of that. But like,
yeah.
As far as I can tell, the stuff that came after, you know, was stuff like Steven Universe, which is, I understand people really enjoy it. That's like a more affirming direction for the stuff to go.
I think that's the trend right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is complicated, but positive.
Yes.
Which is better than simple, but positive. But mm-hmm. I think I prefer dark and scary and fucked up.
Basically, a lot of the media that I enjoyed when I was growing up really, really hammered home the idea that terrible things will happen for no reason.
Yes.
And I think that broke me in a particular way, but prepared me for life and some others.
Yeah. Yeah. I like it. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Right.
And that stuff stands up. Like, it's fun to watch that stuff now, because it's not only, you know, is it kind of thrilling, 'cause there's like a sense of like real danger and stakes, but also you get to be like, man, fuck, you know, like, how did I not shit my pants at this when I was young? You know, it's horrible. That is a fun feeling to me.
Yeah.
The game is just a mediocre 3D platformer with some strategy elements. Yeah. And the beginning of it starts with this really long sequence where you chase a $10 bill, and you overlap with it constantly, but it doesn't count as catching it, and that fucking sucks.
Yep, no, it is just like trying to teach you how to jump to places and how to pick up boxes and move them, and then right after that, you are riding a sled down the street, like with sparks flying behind you, like that one scene in Christmas Vacation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's not good. Yeah.
Yep.
The non-nutritive food glaze. Yeah. Yes. Lubricated. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's not a lot of game fact stuff, even though I do want to say, here's my favorite review title we've had in a very long time.
Ooh.
Much better than the terrible movie of the same name, but not by much.
I love it. I love it. I love that when somebody
really funny.
I love it.
It's really good.
I
much
also,
better, but not by much.
But like, I mean, there's much, and then there's much.
Yeah. Like, it also begins with, anyone have seen the new Charlie and Chocolate Factory movie? I did. Yeah, I don't get why everyone loved it so much. Like, it's just really incoherent. No, it was
universally banned.
Yeah, Retro Reviewer Productions has created a...
I love that username. Hi, yeah. I'm Retro Reviewer Productions. What else have they reviewed?
quite a bit.
Yeah,
You know. I've mentioned this before. There's a building by the local music shop I like to go to called Data Systems Plaza, and that has a certain flavor of blandness that I just absolutely adore.
I mean, you know, it's the Simpsons address when they moved. Maple Systems Lane, exactly.
Yeah, Data Systems Plaza. Ooh, that's the one for data systems. It's so meaningless.
Yeah.
That's what Retro Reviewer Productions reminds me of.
Yeah. What do they have to say about Wii Sports? They gave it 4 stars. It came with the Wii, and who would not want it?
No, that's a, you know, you got a point.
Yeah.
You got a point.
Final verdict, buy. Hey, you just said it came with the Wii, dog.
I think that, like, mostly, I think he accidentally, like, I looked at some of this guy's reviews, and there's not so much to it.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it just, he accidentally said, much better than terrible movie, but not by much, which is just a very funny accidental thing.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot to you, unfortunately.
if you had written, like, if somebody had written that intentionally, it would still be very, very funny.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
It's real great.
But yeah, there's not much else. Our buddy D. Engel did the fact Dangle. For this. Yeah. Dangle did it. But there's not, you know, too much to it. Just,
no.
I am like, or just a real sense of like, I'm reluctantly making this guide for nobody is really what it is. The PC version has a review. This is a great game .. for the year 2000.
And then I know I just said there weren't any other good Retro Reviewer Productions.
Review, okay.
But I found one. His review of Burger Time, which is called I Wonder Who Would Eat Those Gigantic Burgers. And the opening text is, as previously mentioned, I love food type games. They seem to satisfy my taste buds without the need of ever walking out of my comfy sofa and grilling up a hamburger myself, or running as fast as I can to a nearby McDonald's or KFC on tight situations. This game is no exception.
I'm in a tight situation and need a burger stat.
I need a KFC now. I better play a food type game to
food
seat
type
me.
Game.
I am a food. I'm gonna make you eat with me.
Oh, jeez.
A treat.
I just love the idea of emergency McDonald's.
I would eat some McDonald's right now.
Man,
I miss takeout.
I miss takeout a lot.
Yep.
Speaking of food type games, did you see that the cooking mama game as a Bitcoin, as like a crypto mining malware?
Did you see that? I did see that.
Yeah.
I got delisted from the eShop because of that. It's very funny.
So what the fuck is good with this world, man?
Yeah, it doesn't the end of the world does not look like any of our like imaginative minds thought it would.
No, it's dumber.
Way more boring. Boring apocalypse. Dumber, more boring.
Dumber, more venal. Know? Yeah.
So thank you for suggesting this. Remind me who suggested it.
Cameron. Thank you, Cameron.
Thank you, Cameron. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
If you like this show and would like to suggest a game or demand a game, you can go to patreon.com/duckfeedtv.
Mm-hmm.
$5 gets you a bunch of bonus episodes. $25 gets you a demand. If you put in for that, sit tight. We'll get to you. We send those out like pretty close to when we're recording, but we record a lot of these. So
yeah.
Sit tight. You can also, you know, you're also supporting your boys if you do that. Yes. We appreciate that.
Yeah. Thank you. Especially thank you if you're continuing to give in these uncertain times. It helps us out. We hope that we are providing enough in return for that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, and you can also leave ratings, reviews on Apple Podcast. We appreciate that as well.
Let's see here. So until next time, kiss your cat square on the lips.
Into it.
That's a mim thing.
Oh,
I mean, they end by saying kiss your dad square on the lips, but kiss your cat square on the lips.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Greta and I have been doing a thing where we sniff each other's noses. Yeah.
Kiss her on the lips.
No, I'd rather not.
Do it.
Yeah. No.
The sign off said.